is set on a hill cannot hide. Revelations 5:10, you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.
Amen. Let's
sing about the kingdom and mm-hmm. who we are. Mm-hmm. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're made to be beyond the fear and doubt that feels so crippling. I saw a rise today of a king so great who rules the universe, that calls us all by name. Oh, we are set apart. Oh, we know who we are. We are the kingdom. We are the light. You set a fire we cannot hide. And we'll be your city burning so bright. 'Cause we are the kingdom. Such a time as this, not to gain the world, but make a difference. Oh, we are set apart. Oh, this is where we start. We are the kingdom, we are the light. You set a fire.
So we can intercede. You
see, for those around us. We can intercede. We can protect them from the attacks of the enemy. So I like that. That was really good.
Amen.
Yeah.
That was good.
It's hard sometimes when you're in the midst of the battles.
Thank you, Ray.
Or they're just everyday things to remember, I'm a king. I'm a Lord. It's hard to remember that, you know. And we tend to focus on what we're doing, you know, and our
battles.
I've got to pay bills today, and I've got to run this errand over here, and I've got to, you know, all these little things that we do, and we sometimes we lose sight. King. Yeah, I'm the Lord. You know, I've got dominion. I can exercise dominion. I can grow a limb.
Yeah.
I you know, you have to study that, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't just wake up in the morning and say, I think I'll grow a limb today. you gotta focus on it, right? We talked about focusing in here in the last few weeks. You've got to focus on what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to be able to heal somebody, you got to focus on healing scriptures.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. You want to be able to do something, you know, you've got to kind of focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
Spend a little time thinking about it. Get build your faith up in there. You're mm-hmm. talking about faith today. I need to build up my faith.
Yeah.
I gotta focus on building up my faith in that area. Mm-hmm. All right. So you know what you said, Thurston, was really good. And so today we finally get around to maybe summarizing and finishing up the focusing thing, and maybe even scratch the surface on the next thing, you know. But. One of the things I wanted to just point out is that we need to focus on the positive things, all right? The fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. Focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
The mind of Christ, we have the mind of Christ,
mm-hmm.
right? Galatians 2:2-5.
We focus on our mind according to what the world tells us. The world can come over and tell you that, you know, you're at this certain age and your mind is, you know, we don't focus on what Jesus said. You have the mind of Christ. You don't have to. All this is Christ's mind. Mm-hmm. This is recorded of what he said out of his voice. This right here. Mm-hmm. This that's the mind of Christ. If you want his mind, get in it.
But who knows? but we have the mind of Christ.
Uh-huh.
We have it.
We got answers to those, weird questions. We got them now. We got those answers. We need to focus on true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and respectful things.
Mm.
You know, we got a lot of bad stuff around us. We don't have to
there
focus
on go.
That.
There you go.
We don't have to focus on that. We can focus on true and honest, just,
Amen.
Pure things.
Mm-hmm. You know, you said something earlier, Ray, about culture. We forget that we have a kingdom culture. You know, we don't want to use the word culture when it comes to kingdom, because they said that when you look at the world culture, it dilutes the kingdom. But the kingdom has a culture. Mm-hmm. It has a way that... Go ahead. All right. I mean, I just can't get people.
I don't mean to shut you down. You shut yourself down.
Yeah, I mean, it
just keep going.
It just gets me when people don't think that the kingdom has a culture.
Yeah.
Well, along those lines, the last thing here, the kingdom of God, we need to focus on the kingdom of God and its culture, mm-hmm. its power in you mm-hmm. because of the Spirit in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was, you know, you run into this all the time, all right? And this happened to be my brother-in-law. I was talking about some of the things that God had been doing, you know. And he said, well, you know, you can't do anything without God.
His kingdom, what, right?
He said, you can't do anything without God.
Amen.
Right? And that's true, right? Mm-hmm. But what's the point of saying that? You know? What's the point of saying that? Because I got God.
Amen.
You know, you know what I'm saying? You can't see anything without two eyes, Candace. Did you know that? I need to remind you of that sometimes. You know that?
Yeah.
What? Candace doesn't need me to come over and tell her she can't see anything without two eyes. She knows that. Everybody knows that, right? I mean, that's obvious to everybody, right? You can't smell anything without a nose. Did you right. know that?
You think you're something, you just go around smelling it? Well, you couldn't smell anything if you didn't have a nose.
That's right.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? Because you got a nose. Right? And he said, you know, you can't do anything without God.
That's right.
I said, well, of course I can't do anything without God. Mm-hmm. That stands to reason. I agree. Mm-hmm. But I got God.
Yeah.
And I can do
all things.
That's right.
I see, I got them loud. You got a prize for me, Mary. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah. Don't focus on what I can't do. Focus on what I can do.
Yeah, yeah.
We got too many folks around here focusing on what I can't do anything without Christ. I'll make sure I sit on my can and do that. I just sit on my can and say I can't. Or you can get up off your can and get working, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do something for Christ.
That's right.
You know, we got way too many people saying I can't do anything without Christ. You know, you can't do anything without God. They shut themselves down, then they try to shut you down. Mm-hmm. And you say, you know, I can do all things with Christ. And you can too. Uh-huh. Yep. You got Christ. Yep. And why aren't you doing it? Because he's going to ask you that one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he will.
He's going to ask you that one day. So anyway, but what I want to do, real quick, just to kind of finish you up and give you a little homework. No. That's just a little worksheet I put together. Those things we were talking about, unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, greed, pride, lust, idolatry, fear, and cares, worry, whatever. And what it is I put it, well, I'll just hand it out, Nina. I'll talk to you about it. You feel a lot better that way, huh?
There you go.
I put this together, and so, you know, look at the heading at the top. If I have. Mm-hmm. If I have one of these things, I will.
I like this.
The other heading is I will. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now let's just look at pride. Go down to pride. If I have pride, then I will no longer regard my opinion above all others, but I will honor God's opinion above all others and accept it as truth. Mm. That's how you combat pride. Mm-hmm. Pride is exalting my opinion above all others. Right? Mm. If Jesus says you can do all things in Christ who strengthens you, you need to exalt that opinion above your own and stop saying I can't do anything. Mm. But say, I can do all things.
Amen.
Through Christ who strengthens.
Amen.
Now, it's pride to say, I can do all things and forget the other part. You got to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Okay? Amen.
So don't get into that kind of pride, you know. But just put the whole verse in there, you know. We're real good at taking a part of the verse. So what I left blank over on the right was the references. Okay? So here's your worksheet. Mm-hmm. Y'all go back in and find the Bible references for what I put in there.
Okay.
All right. And see if you can find it. If I have fear, I will meditate on how much God loves me. Mm-hmm. I will meditate on how much God loves me. Mm-hmm. That's a good reference for that. Psalm 91, maybe.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of them, actually. You know. Mm-hmm. But just the first one that jumped to my mind. Right? Mm-hmm. God loves me. His son died for me. Yeah. He gave me eternal life. Mm-hmm. What do I have to fear? Mm-hmm. I got eternal life. You can't kill
me. Right.
Right? I got eternal life. Life everlasting. Uh-huh. What do I have to fear? What can man do to me? Mm-hmm. Oh, you take it away from this physical body, but that's short anyway, right? That'll last forever anyway. Mm-hmm. See? So, anyway, I'll let y'all work on that. And I get totally confused here. Here we go. So, I'd like to, let's see. Let's stay up. I've got just a few minutes. And what I wanted to do was ask you a question. been studying 1 Corinthians a little bit, and that's not quite normal for me, you know, because what I typically do is focus on the Gospels, okay? But for some reason, a godly reason probably, I started focusing on 1 Corinthians. And I noticed something interesting about 1 Corinthians, but let's see if y'all can help me out a little bit. When you think about 1 Corinthians, what do you think 1 Corinthians is about? Just one word.
What? Now?
1 Corinthians, the book of 1 Corinthians, okay? This is the first letter Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, okay? It's got all kinds of good parts in it. You know, it talks about the gifts of the Spirit, gifts of the Holy Spirit, in chapter 12, chapter 14. Of course, we got that wonderful thing that you can see quoted in all the English literature books, chapter 13. Right up on love. So what do you think 1 Corinthians is about, just overall? What would you say if you had to give them, you know, say real quick, like one word, two, three, four words, you know, what would you say 1 Corinthians is about? Anybody? First thing come to mind?
Wisdom. Wisdom, Paul showed the difference of
wisdom.
Yeah. And I've been taught carnality. That's what I've been taught, carnality.
Carnality.
I don't believe it when I
wisdom.
Read it.
Wisdom, huh? You messed me up.
You got it right.
You got the right answer first time, man.
Yeah, but most preachers say it's carnal. No, they're carnal. They're always in the sin and need to correct. That's not what I see when I read it.
Right. So, you know, carnality, you might think of Corinthian church as immature. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Paul said they were an immature church.
Mm-hmm.
They were carnal. Okay? What? What about the fruits of the, not the fruits, but the gifts of the Spirit?
Yeah.
Right? You think mm-hmm. about the charisma, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Charisma, that's the Greek word. Not something else that you think about. He says, when you have your feast together, you sit down, have your meals together, have your love feast, but you don't do right. You don't do right. Because you sit down and you start eating before somebody else gets there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Eat your own food, you're not even. So you've got a problem with love.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Paul had to write a chapter on that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all these things you might find if you read about, of course, they had some sin, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had some sin in the Corinthian church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Terrible sin.
Yeah.
A man living with his father's wife.
Mm-hmm.
That was not good. So, they had sin and fornication. And the problem was they were not doing what? They were not judging correctly.
Right.
All
right?
Mm-hmm. And Paul said that I'm going to have to judge for you from where I am. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, from where I am, I'm absent from you, but I will judge now. I will pass judgment. I'll tell you, this is what you should do. This guy. All right? Mm-hmm. So all these things we'll find in 1 Corinthians, probably some other things, right? And of course, what Durston said is what's been jumping out at me. And that's wisdom. Wisdom? No, wisdom in 1 Corinthians? Is Paul talking about wisdom in 1 Corinthians? What kind of wisdom was he talking about? Well, he makes a contrast between the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God. Right? It says there's two kinds of wisdom. There's a wisdom of the world, and then there's a wisdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the wisdom of the world? What's the wisdom of God? What was going on there? they had, and this we haven't written down, I get to put a little plug in. It hurt my pride there.
That's all right.
Anyway, it's the wisdom of unity.
Yeah.
That's what the Corinthians church had a problem with.
Yeah.
They had a problem with unity.
Should be.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't all together.
That's right.
Weren't all together.
A lot of division.
A lot of division. Well, help me out on time here. I got to watch things here. Okay, I got about 1 minute, all right? So I got to think, when I think unity, all right, well, I'll just ask you, what do you think a good biblical example of unity is? Just right off the top of your mouth.
Trinity,
okay?
That's good. What do you think?
That is good.
Anybody else? Unity. What's a good example of unity? In the Bible. Trinity's good.
Marriage.
What?
Marriages.
Marriage, unity, marriage. That's good. I like it. That's a good one. Very good.
Family.
Okay.
Family.
That's good.
That's very good. I like that. Example of unity.
Communion.
Huh?
Communion.
Yeah. Communion.
Yeah,
okay.
Like communion again.
So good. Early church.
Yeah.
They had all things in common. They were in unity, right?
Unity of faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what example jumped to me? Tower of Babel.
Yeah. That is you.
What are you laughing about?
Well, that's that Corinthian wisdom.
But do you know that shows the power of unity? They were unregenerated people full of sin, but they were so powerful as human beings. So it is a good example of unity. What unity can do.
They all spoke the same thing. They all said the same thing. They all was thinking the same thing. They were.
And God said, if we don't go down and separate them, nothing's going to be impossible for them.
There. Now that is power. When God himself says nothing will be impossible for you, that's power, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's power. That's why I thought of that. Because that always impressed me. Good grief. God himself said these people in rebellion to him built this tower. So they could all be staying together in direct rebellion against his command to do what? Fill the earth. They were supposed to fill the earth. But they said, lest we be scattered all over the earth, let's stay together in this high tower. We'll build a tower. We'll live in this multi-story apartment.
That brings me another item. Pray for our government. With the ones that will come against us, like the judges we've got in there, we're going to have to pray that they aren't in unity. That God will put confusion in those courts that are bad, or these people that holler and scream and don't let other people talk. Just, you know, that they won't stay together. They won't look on that internet. It'll be confusion to them. And they'll be not unity. Because that's part of what's wrong with our country right now. There's a small group of people that are in unity.
They're
in unity.
But we, as Christians, can also be in unity.
Oh, yeah, that's the most important.
And that's what we want to talk about over the coming.
Because they lost their first love.
Over the coming things. So, Tom, did you want to say something?
You know, I just want to say, we still experience that in this world today. The world, they unified together to get what they want done.
Mm-hmm.
But the church, it's always division. One want this, one want that, one. But the world, they come together to get done what they want done, you know.
Being right or wrong, they go together.
Yeah, but the church is going to come together in unity of the spirit of faith because God said they would.
Mm-hmm.
He's interceding for us. So we will. He gave us the fivefold ministry so they could bring us into the unity of the faith.
Amen.
That we all have the same kind of faith in us. So we're going to come into that. So just get ready.
Amen.
Get ready and don't be one of the problems that keep up division.
That's why praying in the Spirit is very important because that is unified. When you pray in the Spirit, everybody's unified, from Russia to wherever. It's a unity. Well, that's one reason.
We all speak in the same language, Mary. When you pray in the Spirit, it's just Holy Spirit.
Along with what Mary is saying is, you can turn on television and you can hear a minister preach, and you can turn on another station and hear that minister preaching the same thing the other one is preaching. That's how God is getting unity through the churches, because he's giving them the same message. It may be delivered a little bit different, but it's from, if you listen to it, it's all the same.
You know, I've always, I listened to Kim Cope for a long time, used to like him. I love, of course, he's great now. But I also like Charles Stanley. Charles Stanley would preach a lot of what Kim Copeland did.
Yeah,
but he did it a different way.
Kim
Copeland, a lot of people wouldn't receive it, but the people that he preached to received it. But Charles Stanley, the people he preached to received it. It would be the same message, just about, just totally presented a different way.
Ray.
That minute was very long.
Okay. This time is slipping away.
Yeah, slipping away, okay. Nick, would you pray over our food for us?
Yes, sir. Father, we just thank you, Father, and Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for always blessing us.
Yes.
And Father, Lord, we definitely need to have unity in the body of Christ,
yes.
Father, in these last days. And we thank you, Lord, just like my sister said, you're always interceding, God, for us, for that to happen. And we believe, Lord, that it's going to happen, Father,
yes,
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name. We bless you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for this food we're about to partake of in the fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.